Please stand by. Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this IBM WebSphere Support Technical Exchange Conference call. Today's call is being recorded. For opening remarks and introductions, I'll turn the call over to Ms. Billy Galeski. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Thank you, Eric. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. We'd like to welcome you to today's WebSphere Support Technical Exchange. My name is Billy Galeski, and I will be moderating the call today. The call is being recorded, and within a day or two, an MP3 file and a presentation will be available on the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange site, so you may replay it at your convenience. If you have not yet joined the e-meeting, please do so now. An e-meeting URL is available to you from the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange site. If you are unable to access the e-meeting at this time, you may also view the presentation from the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange site. Or, by going to any IBM.com site, you can type in the number 700-6624 in the search box at the very top of the page, and you will be redirected to a document that contains the presentation. Once again, that is from any IBM.com site. Type the number 700-6624 in the search box at the very top of the page. If you still are having problems accessing the presentation, send an email to wsehelp@us.ibm.com, and the co-moderator will assist you. Once again, that email address is wsehelp@us.ibm.com. Today's presenter is Jinyu Wang, who is currently a software engineer on the WebSphere Application Server Technical Support Team based in Research Triangle Park, North Carolina. Jinwoo joined IBM in 1995 and worked with IBM Global Learning Services, IBM Consulting Services, and Development prior to joining the WebSphere Application Server Technical Support Team. Mr. Wang is an IBM Certified Solution Developer as well as a Sun Certified Programmer for the Java 2 platform. He is the architect and the developer of IBM Heap Analyzer and IBM Pattern Modeling and Analysis Tool for Java Garbage Collector. He is also the author of the book entitled C Programming for Novices, Yonhap Press, 1995. Today's topic is how to use Heap Analyzer to diagnose Java heap issues. It will include a presentation followed by a question and answer session. During the presentation, all lines will be muted. After the presentation, the lines will be opened up for a question and answer session. If you are in the e-meeting, you now should see the presentation. At this point, I'd like to turn the presentation over to Jinwoo.
Thank you, Billy. Page 2, please. Hi, my name is Jinwoo Huang, and I'm the presenter of today's topic. I designed IBM Heap Analyzer and I started to develop IBM Heap Analyzer about 2 years ago. And there were a couple of tools for heap dump viewing, but I was not able to get much out of them. And I decided to build one for the heap analysis purpose. The size of heap is usually about gigabyte in size on 32-bit SDK, and it could be terabyte or more on 64-bit SDK on production systems. So it's virtually impossible to analyze heap them without any tool. So nobody was willing to analyze heap dump at that time. That was before the Heap Analyzer tool was created. And my colleagues loved my Heap Analyzer tool very much, so I decided to introduce IBM Heap Analyzer to our client and the public as well. So I published IBM Heap Analyzer about a year ago to IBM AlphaWorks site, and it has been a top download technology since then. And I provided a source code of a Heap Analyzer to our IBM development team, and they added good features from other tools and worked with IBM Research and made an official tool for the WebSphere application server, version 6.02. Page 3, please. Now let's talk about a prerequisite of IBM Heap Analyzer. Page 3, please. In Heap Analyzer, version 1.3.0, I implemented object search features by utilizing a regular expression API, which was introduced by SDK 1.4.1. So the current version of Heap Analyzer requires a runtime of Java 1.4.1 or higher. So if you use any 1.3.1 or 1.2.2 JRE with Web Heap Analyzer, you will see no class definition found error upon the regular expression class. So please use a 1.4.1 or higher JRE to run IBM Heap Analyzer. But IBM Heap Analyzer can process any heap dump taken from SDK 1.3.1 or 1.4.1 or 1.4.2 or higher. For Solaris SDK, IBM has developed IBM Heap Dump Agent to generate IBM Heap Dump on Solaris SDK, and that can be provided by IBM support engineers. And for the HP and UX, HP UX, we haven't developed any agent tool yet, but I heard that the HP UX SDK is also able to generate heap dumps as well. So as soon as I find out the spec or format of HP UX heap dump, I would love to support that format as well in the future. Page 4, please. Let's take a quick look at what features IBM Heap Analyzer provides. There are a lot of features that IBM Heap Analyzer provides, but the most important part is finding suspected heap areas. So I can show you a screenshot of each feature in later chart. Page 5, please. Let's talk about how the IBM Heap Analyzer process the heap dumps. First, the tool scans the heap dump and parses each object or class information. And next step, it creates graph based on the parsed information of class, address, name, and references. Next, the tool will create a tree based on the graph. And next, Heap Analyzer will run heap detection engine to display suspected heap areas. Page 6, please. For those who are not so good at IBM Heap Dump, let's talk about what is IBM Java Heap Dump. IBM Virtual Machine generates a heap dump of all the live objects that are on the Java Heap. So everything on Java Heap will be printed out in the Java Heap Dump. Right now, IBM Java Heap Dump is supported from only IBM SDK, but you can also get IBM Heap Dump from Solaris with the help of IBM Heap Dump Agent for Solaris. Page 7, please. IBM SDK can generate heap dumps in two forms. One is text format, and the other is binary format. I can discuss a text format because binary format is a little bit difficult, but should have the same information. So on your right-hand side, you will see the sample Java heap text dump, which has a double slash starting header. And at the bottom, you will see endo file starting with a double slash. So that they are header and tail of full text heap dump. And between those, you will see the level lines. Each record consists of two lines. The first line has information about the actual object or class or array. The next second line contains list of references. So please take a look at object B under A. So it has address 0x5000-2020. So that is address of this object. And there is another number, 4000, in the bracket. That is size of the object. And the next column, you will see the name B. So that is the name of object. And the next line, there are list of references. So object B has three references. So first one is 0x10007030. Next one, 0x5000-6040. And we have third one as well. So let's take a look at the first one, 0x10007030. Then that is object J. If you look at the second half of the heap dump, you will see the object J that matches address. So B has reference to J. The next reference is 0x5000-6040, which is object I. And third one is address of object C. So there is object B. The address is 0x5000-2020. The size of object B is 4,000 bytes, and it has references to objects C, I, and J. So with this pattern, you can create a graph, which will be explained in later slide. Page 8, please. So now we know that how the heap dump looks like, and let's talk about how to generate IBM Java heap dump. An IBM Java heap dump can be generated in two ways. One is explicit generation, and the other is automatic generation. If Java heap is exhausted, and JBM will automatically generate a Java heap dump on IBM SDK. And if you want to enable heap dump, you can also specify IBM underscore heap dump equals true or Java underscore dump underscore ops variables. And all this information is based on latest SDK 142 IBM SDK. And there are a little bit of differences in other versions of IBM SDK, like 131 and 141. Page 9, please. So first, let's talk about explicit generation. Now you can force the Java heap on IBM SDK in two ways. One is you can send a signal to JVM to force IBM heap dump. The other way is calling Heapdump API, which is only available on IBM SDK. For Linux and AIX, you can send the signal quit or dash 3 signal to the JVM to generate IBM Heapdump. On Windows, you can generate sigint by pressing control break. That is for the standalone application on Windows. For the web application server, you need to run wsadmin script command to generate heapdump as well as threaddumps. Page 10, please. And there are two ways how JVM generates heapdump automatically. The first case is a fatal native exception from the JVM. It's not a Java exception. It's native exception. And the second one is out-of-memory error or heap exhaustion case has happened. And if heapdump is enabled, they are produced before the heap threaddumps. And it will create threaddumps after that. Page 11, please. And let's find out where the heapdumps are generated. JVM has four places to check to generate heapdumps, but JVM should have permission to write on that specific directories or path. The first location is path specified by IBM underscore heapdump directory environment variable. The next place is working directory, current working directory of JVM process. And the third location is a temp directory environment variable, if that is set. And the fourth place is temp directory, which is TMP for the Windows on the root directory. So please make sure that you have enough space in those directories or any specific directory if you want to produce heapdump, because it could be a gigabyte in size or more. Page 12, please. The file name of heapdump differs on different platforms. On Windows, you will see the heapdump dot year, month, date, followed by hour, minute, second, dot process ID, dot text. On Linux and AIX, it will be the heapdump with process ID, dot Unix time. It's also known as POSIX time. That is the number of seconds since 0 hour, 0 minute, 0 second on January 1st of 1970, coordinated the universal time, or UTC. So that's a second from January 1st of 1970 on Linux and AIX. On ZOS, it's similar or same as Windows format. Page 13, please. So let's take a look at how can we create a graph from text format of heapdump. On the left-hand side, we already reviewed a sample text heapdump. So previously, we reviewed object B, which had references to C, I, and J. So you can build a graph from the text format. So on your right-hand side, you can see the B, and it has references to I, C, and J. So you can do the same for object B, G, and for all objects in the heap dump. Then you can create this directional graph on your right-hand side. So you can see how objects reference each other, and you can also find any problems if there's any issues on the Java heap. Page 14, please. Before we proceed, let's make sure that we know definitions in the later chart correctly. The first thing is a root object. That is object which no other object holds a reference. So, for example, page 13, on your right-hand side, so the root object would be object A, because A was not referenced by anybody else. And the second, parent object, so that is an object that holds at least one reference to some object. And the owner object, let's talk about child object first. So child object is the opposite of parent object, an object for which at least one object holds a reference. So if you look at page 13, and please look at A and object B. So A is also known as root object, but it's also parent object of object B. And object B is the child of object A. So we can make relations based on these references. And let's go on to owner object. If an object has more than one parent object, and any one parent object is chosen as an owner object. I introduced this terminology because I wanted to calculate the total size, and it should not be calculated twice. So let's take a look at page 13 on your right-hand side. Let's find out which one is owner object. So if you take a look at object K and B and L, that could be a good example. But let's take a look at object F. Object F has a reference to C and G. So if that has multiple parents, we pick one parent as an owner object. And let's go on to the type. Type is collection of same object. And next, size. The size is the same as the size we referenced in the heap dump. That is size of object. Amount of memory that is required by the specific object. The last one is total size. The total size is the sum of all the sizes of its children. This is very important information because we would like to know which object is responsible for most of Java heap. So the total size is very important information to find the suspected heap areas. Page 15, please. So we started with a plain text dump, and then we created a graph. And now you can see on the page 15 a tree. The tree was created by simply doing depth first search. And then heap analyzer will sort each siblings by total size. So if you compare page 13 and page 15, then you can see how the text format was transformed into graph and then into tree. Page 16, please. A heap analyze is provided in the form of a jar, so you need JRE or Java Runtime Environment. So the basic format for running heap analyze is java-jar space the file name of heap analyzer, which is in jar format. In most cases, you need to specify a maximum heap size because we are talking about gigabytes of memory. So by default, SDK has just less than 100 meg of default max heap size. So it's very important to specify a maximum heap size when you're running or starting heap analyzer. If you specify less memory to the IBM Heap Analyzer, you will probably see out-of-memory error. So if you see the out-of-memory error, please make sure you assign enough memory to this JVM. And a JVM maximum heap size should not exceed the size of physical available memory size. Otherwise, there will be a lot of swapping and the paging. And it's not recommended to run on a production system. You should dedicate a special or tested machine to process heap dump that was generated by production system, because this will consume a lot of CPU cycle as well as a lot of memory. So the rule of thumb is trying about 130% of the size of text heap dump for the maximum heap size. There are exceptions, but I found 130% was a very good number you can try in the first place. As I mentioned earlier, IBM SDK also generates heap dump in binary format, which takes much less file space. So you cannot estimate how much maximum heap size based on the size of binary heap dump. So in those cases, the rule of thumb is to try about 130 to 150 of maximum heap size of JVM that generated a heap dump. Page 17, please. On this page, you can see the first screen of IBM Heap Analyzer. The first thing we usually do is opening a heap dump. So you go to File and Open. Page 18, please. And you can select any heap dump. It could be text format, or it could be binary format, or it could be archive text format, or it could be a heap analyzer process format. IBM Heap Analyzer can detect which form it is, and it will automatically process based on that format. Page 19, please. And page 20, please. And during the process of heap dump, you will see the process bar. And whenever it's finished, it will disappear from the screen. And page 21, please. And this is a screenshot whenever you completed heap analysis. And the first window shows very important information, but the most important information is at the bottom, the heap size. On this example, there is about 119 megabytes of heap size when this heap dump was generated. So this heap size is very close to the maximum heap size of the JBM that generates this heap dump, then we really need to take a look at this heap dump. But if a maximum heap size for example, 1 gigabyte, and you have this 119 megabyte of Java heap, that means you only 10% of total Java heap was used when this heap dump was generated. So probably this is not a heap problem. It could be fragmentation or any other problem. So it's not heap exhaustion issue if you see the heap size is much lower than maximum heap size of JBM that generated Java heap dump. Page 22, please. So next step is to analyze heap dump by clicking on analysis and then submenus under analysis. Page 23, please. The most popular view is first one, a tree view that I showed in the previous slide. That has tree view of heap dump that was generated from the graph we already saw. And the format is like this. First column is total size. The next column is in bracket, and that's the size of object. The next column is a number of child objects. The next column is name of object. And the last column is not shown on the screen, but that is the address of the object. I put that in the back because that is least important information when you analyze heap dump. Page 24, please. And now it's time to search for any suspected leak in this Java heap dump. So by clicking on right button of your mouse, you can bring a pop-up menu for navigating or finding memory leak areas. So you'll see a search for total size drop and many menus. And those will lead you to the suspected heap leak areas. Page 25, please. By clicking on detailed node information from that pop-up menu, you can see the detailed object information on page 25. So that is address, object name, and how many references, how many children from this object, and who is the owner, and what is the name of owner object, and what is the size of this object, and what is the total size. So you will see the detailed information from detailed object information menu. Page 26, please. And if you want to find out the specific information with the address, you can find address. So you can just type in the address. Page 27, please. And the tool will point or highlight to the address you search. So this is a very important feature when you want to know where the objects are and who are the parents, who are the children of that specific object. 28, page please. And when you navigate trees, you might need to save the location of each object. So you can just click on Add Bookmark menu, then it will save the location in the bookmark, and you can go back to the previous bookmark whenever you wish to. Page 29, please. So by adding an object into bookmark, on page 29, it's listed under Go to Bookmark on top of the page. So you can click on it, and you will be on that path. And page 30, please. And you can also remove bookmark by clicking on the right-hand side of the menu. Page 31, please. If there are so many children under an object, at the bottom of the page, you will see there are such a number of more children. So you can double-click on it to see the more children. On page 32, please. So by clicking on at the bottom of the tree, you will see the more children that are displayed. Page 33, please. And you can also display more children by clicking on a Show More Children pop-up menu, as shown on page 33. And let's talk about the most important feature on page 34, please. On page 34, you can find a menu named Locate Leak Suspect. And this will locate areas where heap leak is suspected. Page 35, please. This is Wizard screenshot of locating leak suspect. So this is the area where there might be Java memory leak exists. Usually, it will find the area where there are a relatively excessive number of children. So, on this page 35, 700 meg object is highlighted, but its parent has total size of 69 megabytes. So, this option will find this kind of suspected heap leak areas. On page 36, now you can find a suspected leak area one by one, or as on page 36, you can compile the list of leak suspects. Page 37, please. If you choose Compile Leak Suspect, then the Heap Analyzer will compile the list of leak suspects, and it will list leak suspects on the menu as shown on page 37. So you can just click on it and see what is wrong with that area. Page 38, please. And there are other ways to find suspected areas by searching significant difference between a parent and child by looking at total size. That is also the area that might be the excessive number of children under a single parent. Page 39, please. As you have noticed in the text format of HeapDump, there are gaps between objects. You can also take a look at the object, the the gaps between the objects by clicking on a gaps menu on this page. Page 40, please. This is gap view. So this is the list of gaps between objects. On this screen, I sorted those by gap size. So you will see the largest gap first and the smallest one in the last. The gaps are not necessarily a free Java heap space. They could have been used or reserved for the special use by JVM. But the Java heap dump does not have any information regarding what's using the gap. So please don't be confused that in the gap and free heap size. So gaps are not necessary free space between objects. Page 41, please. You can also take a look at object and sort by a lot of columns of value. So if you click on object list on page 41, and page 42, please, and you will see table of object. So there are columns of total size and size, number of a child, and address, and object name. By clicking on any of the column header, you can sort by ascending order or descending order. So it has sorted object by total size. Page 43, please. This view is the result sorted by size. Page 44, please. This is result table sorted by a number of children. So you can identify which object have excessive number of children or references. And page 45, please. And this is sorted by address. Page 46, please. And this is sorted by name. Page 47, please. And by clicking on the types, by types list, you can also take a look at types. Page 48, please. So this is type view, and it's sorted by type name. But you can also see the sum of sizes as well as count. So how many of these types are in this heap dump? So definitely you can also sort each column by clicking on column headers. Page 49, please. It's sorted by the sum of sizes. Page 50, please. It's sorted by a count or frequency of this type. So you can see the Java util hash table has about 5,500 count in this Java heap. So you can see which object has most frequency or count in this heap dump. Page 51, please. Based on the previous data of gaps, we can also display a chart of gaps by clicking on gap statistics from analysis menu. 52, please. So on this gap space view, you can see how the gaps are distributed by the size. For example, the first line, 1-9. So that means one size of 1 byte to 9 bytes, there are about 294 gaps that has those sizes, and that is displayed on the chart above. Page 53, please. And we have options menu to display a number of subtrees or supertrees. So how many more trees you want to display. So you can also change those settings on this options menu. 54, please. And there is a search options from analysis menu. And page 55, please. And you can search any object by name. And you can also use regular expressions. So for this example, on page 55, I wanted to try to find object that contains string byte. So this is regular expression. So I use dot asterisk byte dot asterisk to find any object that contains string byte. Page 56, please. This is result set of previous search. So if you are not sure the exact name of object, you can find object by partial name or full name and take a look at total size or number of children by using this search menu. Page 57, please. This is view sorted by a size. And page 58, please. On the search menu, you can also specify a full name. So in this case, I used java/lang/string. So we can find out information about this type. Page 59, please. So there are a lot of string objects in the memory, and we sorted those by total size. And you can also see the size and number of child address as well. And page 60, please. At the bottom of heap analyzer, status bar displays a selected menu item as well as detailed description of selected menu. But you can hide or show those status bar by clicking on view and status bar menu. Page 61, please. Same for the console. Console provides verbose information during the course of heap analysis, like how much memory is used by a certain heap analysis process. It can also hide and show by clicking on this view menu. 62. You might see some exceptions or errors when you process any heap. I listed a couple of common errors or exceptions in this chart and next chart. And if you see any no class definition found and followed by the regular expression class, then you are probably using old JDK, that is 131 or 122. So please make sure you run or start heap analyzer using SDK 141 or higher. The second common one is string index out of bounds exception. And mostly the heap is truncated or corrupted. So the further analysis is not reliable. So make sure you have full heap dump before processing any heap dumps. Page 63, please. If you see the exception while passing line starting 0x0x, some old Linux IBM SDK generates this invalid address. So you can just change 0x0x with single 0x to process the heap dump. It was fixed in later SDKs. So you will not see this kind of problem in later Linux SDKs. And the other one is IO exception, not in GZ format. And you will see this exception when you try to load invalid .ha file, which is pre-processed heap analyzer file. The last one is a format error while parsing some line. That is also probably corrupted heap. So please make sure you have full heap. You can check by checking the header and the tail, as I mentioned in the structure of Java heap. There should be header and the tail. If there is no tail, then it should have been truncated heap dump. Page 65, please. This is an example. On your left-hand side, you will see the actual Java code. And on your right-hand side, you will see how does it look like on IBM heap dump analysis tool. So in this code, we have vector, and we have a 100 iterations, and we have arrays of integer, arrays of long, and arrays of float, which each have thousands entries, and we added those into this vector, and we iterated for 100 times. So on your right-hand side, you will see the root object, a vector, and it's internally array of object. And the next, you will see the array of long. And there should be integer and float in the bottom of the tree, but it's not showing. So if you are familiar with this comparison, then you can find out whenever you see any problems in the heap analyzer, you can go back to the code and see what could be modified to address any specific problems. So for this issue, we have an excessive number of children under this vector. Page 66, please. This example is nested references. On your reference side, you will see a vector, and it has also 100 iterations. It does the same. It has array of integer, array of long, and array of float. But it will be referenced in next vector. So it will have long list of reference. You can also verify on your right-hand side. So if you see any leak area with this kind of pattern, then you can imagine there might be this pattern of code on your right-hand side might be in your application. Page 67, please. There are a lot of ways to start analyzing Java heap dumps, but personally, I first go to the list types view, and I sort by count to find out which object has most frequency. So in this view, we have a string object and the array of character and hash table. There are other objects under that selected area, but three of them could be a possible issue. If you see any unusual object, like a DB2 prepared statement, or the MQQ manager, or any other object has count of millions, then you might need to look at how you coded, how you closed those statements or queue managers. So if you see any excessive number in this view, then please check this area as well. Page 68, please. The next step I do is go to the tree view and find leak suspect area. So this object hash table entry was highlighted, and total heap size, total size is 147 meg, and it has a lot of children. Each children starting with 1.9 meg. Next one, the same, 1.9 meg. So this highlighted one, hash table entry, is responsible for 147 megabyte, but it has a lot of children, that is a hash table entry. So this area could be the possible Java memory leak area. So basically, if you look for large delta between parent and the child in total size. Page 69, please. Please be aware that you cannot diagnose all the problems by just analyzing Java heap dumps, because Java heap dumps are just snapshots of Java heap at specific times. So the garbage collector trace is another source of good information to find out what's going on with Java heap and garbage collection. So if you want to analyze garbage collection activities, there are tools available. And one of the tools is IBM Pattern Modeling and another tool for Java garbage collector. So based on the symptom, you might need to take a look at verbose CC trace as well. Page 70, please. And you can copy and paste contents of heap analyzer to any word processor or any other application by drag and drop of mouse or Control C or Control V of keyboard. Page 71, please. So memory dump diagnostic for Java. This is the official IBM tool that is based on IBM Heap Analyzer as well as other available tools from IBM. So this is a next generation tool to be supported by IBM, and it was introduced as a technical preview with WebSphere application server version 6.02. And this is link if you want to get a copy of this tool. Page 72, please. The main features of this tool is it detects memory leaks. Single memory dump analysis, which was provided by the engine of Heap Analyzer. And the IBM research has provided a comparative analysis of two memory dumps. So this tool has an additional engine to allow you compare multiple heap dumps. So this tool is pretty much the same look as IBM heap dump, but has additional engine to compare multiple heap dumps. And it also supports a lot of other file formats like HProf or SVC dumps, which is from Z-Series. Page 73, please. On this page, you can find additional WebSphere product resources if you want to find any additional information about WebSphere. Please refer to this page, please. And page 74, please. That concludes my presentation today, and I appreciate your time for this topic. Operator, could you please open lines for question and answers?
Thank you, sir. The question and answer session will be conducted electronically. Anyone who would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your touchtone keypad. Take as many questions as time permits and proceed in the order you signal. If you're using a speakerphone today, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, it is star 1 if you have a question or comment. And we'll go first to Karen Krozak of IBM.
Hello. We run primarily a Solaris environment. How much of this tool is similar and available to Solaris, WebSphere, Java environments?
The question was the supporting of on Solaris SDK. This tool is a Java standalone Java application, so you can run on any platform that has SDK or GRE 141, and basically this tool supports officially IBM SDK heap dumps, but IBM has developed IBM heap dump agent for Solaris SDK, which is available by IBM support. So by enabling this IBM heap dump agent, you will be able to generate IBM heap dump from Solaris SDK, and which can be analyzed by IBM heap analyzer. Does that answer your question?
I think so.
Thank you.
Next we'll go to Paul Lewandowski of Kohl's.
Hi. As some of your slides have shown in today's presentation, your hash map and hash tables are large sources of memory consumption or leaks. Recently, I did some reading on the weak hash map as another collection object that should be able to improve the memory reclaiming by the garbage collection. Do you have any comments on that, the pros and cons of using that?
Yeah, thank you. It was regarding a collection object and the relation to the garbage collection. Yes, collection objects are a big area where we see a lot of leaks because they are not garbage collected until any of elements are nullified. So that's why we see a lot of memory leaks in those areas. So the programmer is responsible for the returning those resources whenever it is not necessary.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
We'll go next to Russ Polyansky of Metavante.
My question was already answered. I was about to ask about Solaris JDK and support on that. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll take a question from Andy Caprio of Prudential.
Hey, Jinwoo, that was an excellent presentation, and I really get a lot of use out of your tool. One of the things I wanted to understand was, have you documented or is there anything available that gives a little more hints and tips as to what to look for? Towards the end of your presentation, you kind of talked about things to look for that could potentially trigger or target a memory leak. Is that collected anywhere, possibly in one of your books or somewhere in the IBM website?
Thank you. It's a long due to work to me because I was focusing on developing this tool and not so paying attention to the documenting best practices to use this tool. So I will go ahead and write a good example or good documentation how to read or analyze a Java heap using a lot of tools. So I will make that available on developer works in a couple of months.
That would be great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Our next question will come from Jeffrey Cohen of Verizon.
Yes, thank you for the presentation today. I was wondering if copies of these slides will be made available to the participants.
Yes, the question was availability of a copy of this presentation. As the a moderator mentioned, it will be available in the form of MP3 by recording the presentation as well as a soft copy of this presentation.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And our next question will come from Ben Ferraro of SBC.
Hello?
Go ahead, sir.
Josh, did you want me to ask that question?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. I had a question. In the presentation, there was an example with a code segment with an example like a vector, and it was related to the heap tool. I was wondering, is it possible for like developers to isolate a place in the code corresponding to that reference in the heap tool? I was wondering how in the presentation that was able to be done, I guess.
The question was how to correlate any suspect area found in heap analyzer with actual code?
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, the heap dump does not have any code. It has just the object and references. So it doesn't have any information about application code itself. So the only way is we identify the area, suspected leak area, and find object name and also references. So we can take a look at source code of application that uses this specific object. So there is no direct link between source code and heap dump in the Java heap dump. So you need to know what objects are need to be investigated, and you need to go back to the source code to find out what are those objects, why there could be any problem. So it's not that easy to find out which code causes this problem, but it could give a lot of hint where to start. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.
We'll go next to Pamek Mozeleski of Citigroup.
Thank you. My question is about the page number 47 of the presentation. There was identified the COM IBM EJS util bucket class, which was having a lot of children and large drop. What would be the next step after identifying a class like that?
Thank you. The question was about the page 47.
Yes.
And it shows a tree view of a sample heap dump. And it has 69 meg total size of this object array of IBM / com.IBM. I cannot see the rest of them, but there is big drop in this area. So 69 meg total size to 7 meg of children. So I would go into each of, first a couple of children of this bucket to see what's inside. Also, I would go up to the tree. So that would be com/IBM/EJS/util/fast/hash table. So that is definitely IBM code. So I would go ahead and contact development of this code to see if there is any known leak in this area. If that's not the case, then I would go to its children. So that is com/IBM/EJS/util, the bucket. And I found that there was leak in the fast hash table. So this problem was solved by contacting development team of this fast hash table. So the first step is to find non generic API from that tree. So that was com/IBM/EJS/FastHTable. If that was generic API like string, then you need to go up until you see non-generic class. So that is starting point to look at. Does that answer your question?
Partially. There is one more thing about it. On the beginning of the presentation, you were showing the graph and saying that the tree is generated by selecting randomly one of the parents, if there is more than one parent.
Right.
Wouldn't you lose a lot of information by doing that? For instance, if there were two different parents and one of the parents is having leak and it's not selected for the view?
It will not lose any information because it still will have a reference to the parents, and you will see those children under the different parents.
Okay, so the tree view, you will see all of them.
Just for the counting of the total size.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And as a reminder, it is star one if you have a question or comment. We'll go next to David Lowe of SBC.
Yeah, hi. While running Heap Analyzer, will it affect performance? And then if yes, at what point do you know it's affecting performance, and how do you minimize that?
Thank you for your question. The question was performance concern about the Heap Analyzer running on any production system. Heap Analyzer uses a lot of memory. I first tried to use a file instead of memory to process large amount of heap, but it was not so successful. So I decided to use a large amount of memory instead. So that requires a lot of memory to process large amount of Java heap. So basically, if you have production system running on machine A, then you don't want to run Heap Analyzer processing heap dump on the machine A. So you should have different machine than the production system just for the processing heap dump, because it will use a lot of memory and it will use a lot of CPU cycle. And a lot of memory has challenged JDK a lot, so IBM is still improving our SDK to accommodate those large amounts of Java heap usage. So in the future, you will see less and less resources will be used by IBM SDK in the future release of SDK.
Anything further, Mr. Lowe?
No, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And the last question in the queue at this time is a follow-up from Andy Caprio of Prudential.
Jin Wu, hi. I was looking at the end. You said that there was a tech preview of the memory dump diagnostic. Will that work on something other than a 6.0.2 heap dump?
The question was regarding a memory dump diagnostic tool for Java provided by technical preview of WebSphere 6.0.2. This is actually a standalone application, just like a Heap Analyzer, so you can run on any platform as long as there is a SDK or JRE supported. So it should be able to run on any Java platform.
Will it read heap dumps from versions previous to version 6.0.2 of WebSphere?
Yes, I think so.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And we have another question queuing coming from Mark Turner of SBC.
Yes, I was actually this morning attempting to generate some system heap dumps in order to analyze them, and after setting the variables recommended inside the IBM documentation, and this is on an AIX system, it still seems to either ignore the kill-3 signal or, I don't know, it just doesn't generate the heap whenever I ask it to. So do you have any recommendations as to how to figure out why it's ignoring me, basically.
Thank you for the question. The question was about not being able to generate heap dump from AIX platforms. I'm not sure how the machine is configured. So if you could please send me your email with the detailed information, then I would like to help you in offline.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
And we'd like to give our participants one final opportunity to signal for a question by pressing star 1. We'll pause for just a moment. It appears we have no further questions at this time.
Thank you, Eric. At this time, we would like to conclude the presentation. We hope the information presented today has been valuable to you. We appreciate your participation and the active participation in the question and answer session. Remember, a replay of this presentation will be available on the IBM WebSphere Technical Exchange site within the next day or two. We hope you will join us for future presentations, which will also be announced on the IBM WebSphere Technical Exchange site. Thank you very much for joining us today. And Jinwoo, thank you so much for presenting such a wonderful bit of information to us today.
Thank you very much, Julie.
Thank you all. Have a great day.
And that concludes today's conference. We thank everyone for your participation.